transforming lives into legacies. Living Word with Pastor Mensah Otterbill. And now, today's word.
I'm speaking today on how to grow your faith. How to grow your faith. I don't know whether you've noticed that sometimes you look at other people and you think they have more faith than you do. Because they have better testimonies, they talk about God answering their prayer, and they talk about things that God is doing in their lives, and you wonder, where is my faith? How come some people have more faith and seem to experience miracles in life than I am? And sometimes you hear other people's testimonies, you doubt whether you have any faith at all. And so today we're going to look at how to grow your faith. Is it possible faith grow? Is it possible to grow to the extent where you can also experience God's power at a higher level? I trust that today you will find the tools to help you to grow your faith. So I'm going to start with my opening text from 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 3 to 4. 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 3 to 4. This is a letter that Paul wrote to the Thessalonian church, or the church in Thessalonica. And it reads, "We are bound to thank God always for you, brethren, as it is fitting, because your faith grows exceedingly, and the love of every one of you all abounds toward each other, so that we ourselves boast of you among the churches of God for your patience and faith in all your persecutions and tribulations that you endure." Note how the Apostle Paul describes the faith of the church in Thessalonica. He says their faith grows exceedingly. Note that. Their faith grows exceedingly. So they had exceedingly growing faith. It means that the church as a whole continually grew in faith. They went higher in faith. So you can tell from this passage that faith can grow. Faith can grow. Faith can increase. Now, if faith can increase and faith can grow, it means that faith also can diminish. So it is possible to have your faith growing exceedingly or your faith reducing exceedingly. Because if it can grow, then it can reduce. And if it can grow and reduce, it means also it can stay where it is without growing. So it is possible for faith to grow. And when you look through the Bible, you'll find that faith is described in different measurements or on different levels, different scales. You read sometimes that people have little faith. Other times you have people with weak faith. Then sometimes you hear about people describing the Bible as having strong faith. And other people have great faith. Now, if there can be little faith, weak faith, strong faith, great faith, it means faith can be measured. You can measure faith. Faith is measurable. All faith is faith, but all faith is not the same. There are people with greater levels of faith than other people. So, how is it possible for some people to have great faith and others have weak faith? And others have strong faith, some people have little faith. What accounts for the different sizes of faith? That's what we hope to answer today. And if your faith is little, I trust that your faith will move from little to great. so you can do great things for God. Now, there are three passages I want us to read, and then I'll make three comments on them. The first one is in Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 to 9. The second one is in Romans chapter 12, verse 3. And the third one is in Matthew chapter 9, verses 28 to 30. We're going to read them one after the other, and I'm going to make three statements respectively on each one of them. The first one we'll read is in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8 to 9. Ephesians 2, 8 to 9. It says, "For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that faith itself is not from you, it is a gift of God." That's what the passage says. The faith is not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. The second passage we'll read is in Romans chapter 12, verse 3. Romans chapter 12, verse 3 says, "For I say, through the grace given to me, to everyone who is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, as God has dealt to each one a measure of faith." I want you to note that phrase, "as God has dealt," that word "dealt" means giving, "to each one, the measure of faith," or "a measure of faith." God has given to each one the measure of faith. Then the last scripture in this bundle is in Matthew chapter 9, verse 28 to 30. Matthew chapter 9, verse 28 to 30. And we read, and it says concerning Jesus, "And when he had come into the house, the blind men came to him. And Jesus said to them, 'Do you believe that I am able to do this?' And they said to him, 'Yes, Lord.' Then he touched their eyes, saying, 'According to your faith, let it be to you.'" According to your faith, let it be to you. And their eyes were open. And Jesus sternly warned them, saying, "See that no one knows it." Three important passages that speak about faith. The first statement I make, and it is based on what we read in Ephesians 2, verse 8, is that faith is a gift from God. Faith is a gift from God. That's a very important statement. We cannot generate it all by ourselves. Faith is a gift. Now, if it is a gift, then it means that it is not something that you have because of your hard work. Because if you receive something as a result of hard work, it's not a gift, it is a reward. When you work it's payday and your office pays you, they are not giving you a gift. They are giving you a reward for your work. But faith is not a reward for our work. Faith is a gift from God. It is something that God gives on the basis of his grace. It originates from God and it is a gift from God. If it is a gift, then you must receive it, you must acknowledge it, and you must appreciate it. The second statement I want to make about faith, and it's based on what we read in Romans chapter 12, verse 3, is that God has given to everyone a measure of faith, or the measure of faith, the measure of faith. So, faith is a gift from God. Let's say that together. Faith is a gift from God. And the second statement is that God has given to everyone the measure of faith. Everyone, everyone. You have the measure of faith. I have the measure of faith. God has given to everyone. So nobody can say, well, you have faith and I have no faith. Or God gave you faith and God didn't give me faith. God has given faith to everyone, and he's given to everyone the measure. Everybody say the measure. Say it one more time. Say the measure. Okay, so it means that each one of us starts with the same size of faith. Each one. God gives to me, he gives to you, he gives to everyone the measure of faith. Now, the Bible doesn't tell us what measure it is, but if we want to speak in the natural, we can say, for example, if the measure is 1 ounce, 1 ounce, and we don't do ounces these days, do we? I think we do grams. Is that so? I grew up in pound, ounces and pounds, so my mind is still in ounces. But let's say God gives everybody 10 grams of faith. So that's the measure of faith. So he gives me the measure of faith. Let's say the measure is 10 grams. I have 10 grams. He gives to my wife 10 grams. He gives to you 10 grams. Gives to your father 10 grams. He gives to the prophet 10 grams. Apostle 10 grams. Everybody has the measure. The same measure. So God did not start some with big faith and some with small faith. Everybody has the measure of faith. That's very important. Now, what you do with the measure is up to you. Now, some people keep their measure as it is. Some people actually reduce the quantity of their measure. So in the Bible, some people are described as having no faith. It means they received the measure, but they depleted it to nothing. So everybody has the measure, the same ounce. God does not give you more faith than he gives the other person. He doesn't give me more faith than he gives you. He gives everybody the measure of faith. I hope you are following that. He has given to everyone the measure of faith. Now, you can grow that measure, or you can keep it as it is, or you can diminish it. But everybody is going to start off with the measure of faith. The third important statement that I want to make is that we operate spiritually at the level